It's a pleasure to be here.
You're here to talk about prenatal care and the importance of it. Why this topic, and what's on your mind this week specifically about this?
I think I have two things on my mind. Number one, it's clear to me that some folks aren't really aware what goes into prenatal care and what providers are looking for when we see a prenatal patient. And I think it's also important for the pregnant women themselves to know what to look for in themselves with an eye toward when to call and when is it a normal thing and when should they really be getting some attention.
Let's start with what prenatal care is, I suppose. When would a woman who has realized she's pregnant begin to come see you for the first time?
We usually like to see ladies between 8 and 12 weeks of pregnancy. Now, a good question to ask is, how do we figure out how when they're 8 or 12 weeks? Well, we go by the first day of their last menstrual period. So that first week of their last menstrual period is the first week of pregnancy, by the way we count it. Second week, they're not even pregnant yet. They don't get pregnant till about 14 days after they start their period. By then, we would count them as 3 weeks pregnant, mostly because we know when their last period was. We don't know exactly when they got pregnant. So you missed your first period at about 4 weeks, by the way we count pregnancy. And there are many women who have miscarriages before they even realize they're pregnant. That's why we try to wait to about 8 weeks or so before we start seeing them. Not because we're trying to not do it, but because there's some statistics that suggest that up to 50% of pregnancies end in spontaneous miscarriage.
So now they're in your office. What's a prenatal care visit? Are you coaching them on healthy things, or are you guiding them on what things they should come in for later care?
I would hope so.
Okay.
There's sort of a couple of different kinds of visits. The first prenatal visit is the most thorough visit. There are a whole list of questions that I need to find out from the woman. Does she have medical problems that predated her pregnancy? For instance, women with diabetes have to have their diabetes in exceptionally good control prior to even trying to conceive for the best outcome for the baby. Does the woman have a previous history of some sort of condition, a seizure disorder or depression or something else for which she's taking medicine regularly? Because some medicines are fine in pregnancy and some medicines absolutely need to be stopped. Does the woman have a pre-existing blood pressure problem? Among the questions that we ask at that first prenatal visit are also questions about education. Sometimes people have different learning styles, and knowing what their educational level may help us gear our educational efforts toward them better.
Are you seeing all the women that you hope come in for their prenatal visits, or are women sometimes hesitant to come in for any reasons?
I think there are some women that are hesitant to come in, and I wish I could do something to make it easier for them to come in. I think sometimes people feel something and they're afraid they're going to be told something that they don't want to hear.
All of us are probably that way.
I think so.
Okay. There's probably steps that the medical team can take, the providers can take, to make for a better outcome the sooner they visit?
I think it depends on the stage in pregnancy.
Okay.
I think when we talk about normal prenatal care, a first visit sometime between 8 and 12 weeks of pregnancy, visits roughly monthly thereafter till about 30 weeks in pregnancy, and visits every 2 weeks from 30 to 36 weeks, and then weekly after that. Why did we pick those numbers? Heck if I know, except that normally that first trimester up to 12 weeks is fairly quiet, but it's good to get an idea what's going on with a woman. Between the first and the third trimester, we're watching for things like diabetes showing up in that 30 to 36 week range. Blood pressure can become much more of an issue. Those things can be caught early by regularly checking your blood pressure, regularly checking the urine for protein, and asking questions about certain symptoms that can go along with those problems.
Are there any issues specific to our area concerning normal pregnancies?
Yes. Over the last 5 years, we have become much more aware, and the folks at ANMC have also become much more aware, of a condition called intrahepatic cholestasis of pregnancy, which is a mouthful.
Not a term any of us would know what it means, obviously, but
what it means is inside the liver, there are the pipes that hold the bile, the juice that the liver makes to help digest food. When those pipes get gummy and the liver bile is sort of backs up in the liver, it winds up running around in the blood. In the woman, that causes itching of the skin. Generally speaking, pretty severe itching, and specifically itching of the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. For the woman, it's an annoying thing, and it goes away the minute she has her, well, it starts to go away as soon as she has her baby. The problem is that for the baby, it can be a fatal thing.
Why?
They are not exactly sure why, but they do know that at about 36 weeks, they need to be starting to make plans to get that baby delivered.
And that's early by?
That is early by standard. Normal pregnancy goes up to 40 weeks the way we count it.
Okay, so up to a month early induced pregnancy on account of this condition?
That's correct, to avoid babies dying within their mama's uteruses because of this intrahepatic cholestasis of pregnancy.
So pregnant women and friends and family of pregnant women should watch for signs of itchy skin.
Yes. But it once again becomes one of those cases where we live in a land of dry air and we're about to enter the dry time of the of the year. So
we all have dry skin.
Yeah, who isn't itching? However, the issue is itching on the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet is kind of unusual for winter skin.
Okay. Prenatal visit also gives you the opportunity to talk about alcohol, drugs, tobacco, diet, exercise, all the things that maybe we're not aware of just how important they are, but you probably are.
Right. What I often tell women are that strong women give birth more easily. My gosh, the women around here give birth beautifully. I did my residency down in West Virginia. And okay, we got a lot of farm women, but by golly, we had a lot of C-sections too. And there were there were just some, I'm just so impressed with the strength that is shown by the women. I am impressed with the strength and support that their families give them during the birthing process. People that I just hadn't really thought would show strength, I have been amazed when I've been had the honor of catching the baby.
How many babies have you delivered since you've been here?
Well over 100.
Well over 100. Since 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you recognize now 14, 15-year-olds that are walking around?
It was the coolest thing ever when I saw one of the kids that I had delivered playing in sports, and it was like, oh, I delivered him.
Oh, that's got to be great, huh?
Oh, it is. Huh. It is.
Well, Dr. Catherine Heineman from the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation, thank you so much for joining us again.
You're welcome.